Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when we're talking about financial topics, we can cover just about everything. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, i.e. not financial advice. But if you do want more personalized financial advice, then you can reach out to my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which we host all across the state of Utah. You can find that on redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Colby, let's dive right in.
Hey, Colin. What's the best way to handle our old employer retirement accounts?
You know, a lot of folks, you guys have a lot of different 401ks and 403bs and traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs and brokerage accounts, transfer on death accounts, bank accounts, CDs, annuities, all across the board from different employers. You talked to an advisor once and he recommended opening up a Roth IRA over here, and then that advisor didn't stick for you, so you went to a new one and you said, put money over here. And you just start to gather all these different accounts. I mean, I see it all the time. I have a client who I sat down with him a few weeks ago, and he has like 15 to 20 different accounts with three different financial advisors, and then a couple he's doing himself. Well, he's starting to get a little bit older. He's, you know, he's getting close to his 80s, and his wife is in her 80s already. And this is going to get kind of complex, because if he passes away, she's got to figure out where everything is. Well, he does take really good notes and he makes sure everything's documented. But even still, what she has to do when he passes away, she's got to go through all these different accounts. She's got to submit death certificates to all these three other advisors, and all the accounts that he's managing himself, she's got to go to all those brokerages. So whether it's Vanguard or Fidelity or Schwab, you name it, or if it's at a bank, she's got to go to all of those different places and submit death certificates. And she also needs to change the account information to her own. You know how exhaustingly painful that is right after your spouse passes away? And not only that, but how do you keep track of all this? Really, how do you know what you have invested in each of these old 401ks, 403bs? So I'm not just talking about old employer-sponsored plans. I'm talking about all the plans that are scattered across all different segments. It's leading you guys to lost opportunities. Oftentimes with 401ks and 403bs, your investment options are mutual funds and mutual funds and mutual funds. And you know, you get 10 to 30 if you're lucky, and they can be pretty expensive. I think mutual funds have really expensive fees for not really the benefit that they used to have. There's other vehicles out there that can do just about the same exact thing at a fraction of the cost. So why am I paying all these extra fees when I don't have to? And I'm not paying attention to it, so it's eating away at my growth potential. Well, not only that, but if I am getting close to retiring, or if I am in retirement, what kind of risk am I taking? Am I super aggressive, or am I really too conservative? Which sounds crazy for a retiree to not be conservative. But some of your money can be really conservative and some of it can be really aggressive if we do the plan right. Like, these plans shouldn't be neglected. They should be consolidated probably into other plans. Unless there's a really good reason as to why we have it, we probably don't need it. We probably don't need three or four old 401ks because we hopped around jobs every 5-10 years. Most people will change careers, even the baby boomers, I think it's 3 to 4 times at least in their careers. And as we get younger and younger into the younger generations, I think the average is more like 6, and we're not even close to retirement yet. So we're changing jobs quite often, which means if we stayed there for a year, typically we'll get a 401k or 403b and or 457. Or we have a pension, and then we leave. And then we forget that we have it because we're distracted. Maybe it's because the kids are pulling me one way, and maybe I'm moving to a new town because I got a new job. Or maybe it's just the job is very demanding while I'm going through the training process. I don't know. But there's so many reasons why we forget or put off moving those old 401ks and 403bs? There's many reasons, but there shouldn't be. If you're really serious about retiring, you need to know exactly where every dollar you have is. You need to have an accounting, or at least you need someone who's doing the accounting for you. That's what a good financial advisor should be doing for you, is they should be making sure they know where every dollar of yours is. Whether or not they're investing it for you and making money off of it, it doesn't matter if I'm making money off of your old 401ks and 403bs. If I'm a good advisor, I'm looking at your total financial picture to make sure you're successful. And that means tracking and paying attention to these old accounts to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And whether that is consolidating them into one account or two accounts, or keeping them diversified, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Just keep an accounting of it. But simplifying, it's underrated. Simplicity in the financial world, they don't go together. I think it's strategic for the financial world so that I keep my job and so that we have something to do for you. But simple and financial planning should go together more often than not, but oftentimes it's more complicated and needs to be finances. And let's manage that. Let's reduce fees if that's something that's causing you problems. Let's get you more in line with what your investment philosophies are. And if you need money, a withdrawal strategy, well, that's going to cause some huge problems, tax-wise, income-wise, if we don't have the right investment strategy with those accounts. The client who had about 15 to 20 accounts, we've been consolidating. We've been looking at all these different accounts and these different advisors that he has and saying, all right, who's the guy or girl who's going to get you from point A to point B? Who's the one who's going to make sure that you walk away? Now, when I say walk away, I'm not trying to be morbid here, but you make it to the Golden Gates and you can look back on your life and say, hey, my wife or my husband is taken care of after I pass away. I don't have to stress about those things, because it's not about the finances once we get to the Golden Gates. It's not, we don't care about that. Like, we can't take anything with us. But it is about those people that we leave behind, their lives, their success. And that's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about, is their lives. Unmanaged accounts can quietly derail or really, really damage your plan. It's one of many, many risks that retirees face. This is one of 100 that we put together as part of a strategy for you. If you talk to us, if you give us a call today, right now, we'll help you clean up the clutter, take control of your savings. Give us a call now, 801-686-8905. You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo. Present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.